This is Marketplace Money. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So a big question about our new health care law, particularly, though, for folks living paycheck to paycheck, is should I purchase insurance or risk the penalty? Which one will cost me more? The New York Times' Tara Siegel Bernard looked at the math behind that question as part of our healthcare collaboration with The Times. She joins us now.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you.
Now, Tara, anytime anybody hears about a penalty, whether we are liable to get it or not, everybody wants to know, how much is it going to cost and how does it work?
Well, in 2014, individuals are going to pay either a flat fee or 1% of their income above the income filing threshold, which is about $10,000 for an individual, a little bit more, double that for a couple. But over time, that penalty is going to rise, which would presumably make insurance the more attractive option, depending on the circumstances as time goes on. But in 2016, the penalty is going to cap out at 2.5% of your income above the filing threshold, or $695 per adult.
But Tara, you know, as we know, though, that when it comes to insurance, that even though your monthly costs may be lower, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually going to cost you less money because things happen. So how much is this, though, a question of affordability?
Right. Well, for younger people, affordability might be more of an issue. But of course, you know, we're not buying insurance hoping that we're using it. We're using it or buying it to minimize, you know, the risk of financial ruin. There are expected to be about 6 million people who do pay the penalty. So if you are one of those people or expect to be one of those people, you probably want to take a closer look at exactly how this may impact you.
And looking at that in terms of the penalty, though, with younger adults, I think that, you know, most folks think, oh, yes, they think they're invincible. But it really is kind of a cost issue. And the idea of risk and odds, where is that risk lie? What realistically does it look like?
If you're somebody who manages to skate through life relatively unscathed, paying the penalty is certainly going to be the cheaper option, especially if you do not qualify for a subsidy. But insurance may start to become a more attractive option once you begin to factor in the cost of, you know, treating an ailment as common as a back injury, which apparently is pretty common for people between the ages of 25 to 34. That's one of the top five reasons for an outpatient visit. So if you consider a young guy, for instance, living in New York, who earns about $50,000, which means that his income is a little bit too high for subsidized coverage, and he received treatment for his back, he would be billed $4,890 in 2014. And that's according to an analysis by an actuarial firm called Milliman. His total outlay that year would be about over $5,000. But if he brought a silver plan on the New York Health Insurance Exchange, he would actually pay a little bit less. So in that case, buying the insurance looks like the better deal. And in fact, it might be an even better deal if you're living outside of New York, where insurance tends to be a bit cheaper.
Now, and you mentioned that a lot of folks actually have income so low that they're not going to even have or be subject to this penalty. So how do they qualify for the exception? Income versus...
Right. Well, a lot of people, millions of people, are going to ultimately qualify for federal subsidies that will pay maybe even the entire monthly cost of some health plans offered on the exchanges. And other people are going to avoid the penalty because they meet one of the many exemptions. For instance, you're not required to buy insurance or pay a penalty if the cost of the insurance premiums would exceed 8% of your income. Another reason might be, you know, some sort of financial hardship that you could certify, such as, you know, facing foreclosure. Other religious groups will be exempt. And there's a long list of exceptions that you can find on the healthcare.gov website.
You know, thinking about someone who's going to try to judge this as a risk factor versus a cost factor, you know, it is, you mentioned the back issue, that there are odds as you get older. And a lot of this is you have to know yourself, your health, your family history.
Exactly. I mean, you can look at the odds, and the numbers are kind of interesting. Kaiser Family Foundation ran some numbers for me, and they found that there's a 5% chance of incurring at least $27,000 in medical bills in 2011 if you're somebody who's 25 to 34 years old. But, you know, as an individual, you're going to know your own odds better than looking at a statistic like that. It's really a personal decision, and we don't buy insurance because we expect to use it, we hope not to use it. It's really a matter of trying to minimize your financial risk. A lot of experts did point out that it is an issue of affordability. Of course it is. When the Affordable Care Act allowed young people to stay on their parents' policies up to their 26th birthday, 3 million more people under the age of 26 signed up for that. So clearly, you know, affordability is an issue.
Tara Siegel-Bernard is a reporter for The New York Times. Tara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Carmen.